Coffee Club, Coffee Club. Grind your beans and grab your favorite mug. It's Ollie Morgan, George and Gus. It's them boys from Coffee Club. Boys from Coffee Club.
Hello everybody, welcome back to the Coffee Club podcast for episode 148. We are here in beautiful Zurich. Shirts are off. Ollie's repping the merch. What a legend. But it's a lovely evening here in Zurich. Rainy this morning, but now the sun has come out for the podcast for you guys. And this is a big episode for us. This is you could say 3 years in the making, where it's like race week.
The Olympic pregame.
1 week out.
It does not feel like race week. That's quite scary. Oh yeah, only Ollie was racing this week.
True.
Yeah. So for me, it's supposed to feel like race week. So
yay. I'm on Monday. So that's like
I'm at 11 a.m.
That's next week.
I'm at 11 a.m. as well.
11 a.m. Yared and I were talking about it. And we're like, damn, that's kind of early.
Yeah, I
but
just,
it was last time, so
I was
makes
telling,
sense.
Telling George this that I'm gonna start going to bed early because 11 a.m. these days, like in this moment, I do not feel like I'd be ready to race at 11 a.m. So I'm gonna start shifting.
I heard you saying that, but then also when I left last night, you were still playing Mario Kart.
I'm on European schedule. I'm on European schedule. Do you want to say Ollie, what's been going on between us the last 2 days?
Well, like. Pretty much just not going to bed.
No. Every morning, Ollie texts me, hey, I'm going to this coffee shop. And then I see the message.
I didn't want to bring up the TIFF.
I see the message an hour later. I'm like, I just woke up.
I'll text him at 9 o'clock saying, hey, I'm heading to this coffee shop because I'd love to have a coffee with Morgs. And then he's like, I just woke up.
Yeah.
So
I've been on European schedule.
Late European schedule.
It's been different. But we're going to shift now. Just so everyone does know. So Ollie, you want to say what your race dates are exactly? Just get that out of the way.
So I'm racing the 1500 meters, which is a pretty cool event. My first round's in the second. The repetrage on the third. So hopefully I'm on that, but could be. Second, fourth is the semi-final. And then sixth is the final, I think. Nine, maybe 20 for the semi. And then 8:50 for the final. 11 a.m. for the heat. Repetrage, I have no idea. Not even thinking about it. Just trying to go through. I'm treating every race the Diamond League, so...
So if you want to watch the heats in America, you're going to have to get up bloody early.
Yeah, very early.
So it's Friday, Sunday, Tuesday.
Sounds right.
Yep.
This Friday. Tomorrow. Tomorrow if you're listening to this on...
Fuck, I didn't think about it like that.
Tomorrow I'll be racing.
That's crazy.
And Yared and Mario will also be racing. So shout out to the OAC boys in the 15. Very excited. Should be good.
Next up is George then.
I'm taking the track on day 4 of the Olympics, which is Monday the 5th. Monday the 5th at night. I don't have to race in the morning at all, so I'm not worrying about this transitioning.
He's on European time still.
You're staying on European time.
Yeah, I'm staying on European time. I'm at like 7:30, the first round, and then the final is the last event on the 7th. So it's a late one, like 9:30 or something.
Nice. That's some good race times.
They are nice. I bet like 7:30. That's still just like broad daylight in Europe, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's some shade on the track by then.
Could be warm.
Maybe like half and half, but yeah.
So my heats are the morning of George's final. So I'm similar to Ollie, where the heats for the 5K are like 11-ish or between 11 and 11:30. And then the final is just 10th, which I think is the last day of track, which I think is a big one. Just like same
it's
as
just only finals.
Right? Yeah, it's just like and the like yeah. Women's. I know the women's 1500 is the same because I know Cynthia said like if we both make the final, we'll be racing like 20 or 30 minutes away apart from each other, which would be pretty sick.
That's insane.
That's the goal. That's the goal right there. So those are our schedules for everyone that was wondering. I don't know. The Olympics is crazy to me. So the Olympics has already begun when we're filming this. The opening ceremony was a couple of days ago. It's so weird experiencing a normal Olympics now with like how big social media is and like, you know, in like TikTok, all this YouTube, all that stuff, because it's just everywhere. Like even if you didn't want to, if you were trying to avoid the Olympics, I think it would be like almost impossible right now because every social media is just being absolutely blasted. And it was like, you could say it was similar for Tokyo, except no one was there. So it was very different. This is the first one where it's like, is so in your face. I don't know. Are you guys getting that vibe?
You have to be Amish, I think. To avoid the Olympics, you have to be Amish.
No electricity.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool though. I mean, I personally kind of try and avoid like too much getting into it. Like I just try and pick and choose like certain events, because then I don't know why. It's like, for me, I don't like to like spend too much emotional energy on it. But yeah, I can't avoid it right now. And every time you turn on the TV, like I go through the, I don't know if you guys have tried, like you go on like the Swiss, if you go on the website of the Swiss Sports Channel, there's like 6 different like live stream options for all the different things that are happening at any given moment. And it's just, there's always something on that like you could be getting into.
It gets even harder once track starts, but you haven't gone yet. And so you have to like you want to watch the Olympic track, but then you're like, right, I actually also have to run in this in a couple of days. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really
help. You got to stay on the right level of emotions.
Yeah, and you already brought up that it doesn't feel like we're racing at the Olympics so soon, which I definitely also feel that way. It is, I think
it's because we're not there. Yeah. It has to be.
Once you get there, trust me, we're going to feel all the energy when we get in there, I imagine. So I think Yard is heading in there as we speak.
You're tomorrow?
I'm tomorrow. He's probably going to feel the energy and the vibes. He's pretty upset that he's the first one in because he wanted to hang out with people. But I'll be in next, Mario the day after. And then the whole crew will be in there. And it'll be like a lunchtime cafeteria. We'll take our spot. We'll make sure we have our special niche little area and no one's allowed to sit with us.
Yeah.
Kind of mean girls vibe.
I'm almost afraid of that. Like, to me, that becomes like almost vacation vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
You're having too much fun. You gotta enjoy the experience, but also be professional.
Do people eat without like in mixing countries?
Some people I would say are kind of against it, but if you do it, it's a real power move. It makes you look like you're really cool.
Like you know people?
Yeah. Well, the nice thing as well this time around, like with Tokyo, you were definitely not allowed to go with any other federations
because
of COVID. They wanted to keep us all very much in our own kind of bubbles, even in with the countries. This time around, much more social, much more open with that kind of thing. So that hopefully that'll be a bit nicer where people can sit with each other and not feel like they're worried about anything other than just having a good time.
I feel like we did in Budapest a little bit because a lot of us were in that same hotel, but obviously that's only running.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that we would know each other more.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, I guess we were at the last Olympics, but I feel like this one's going to feel way more overwhelming in terms of the amount of people there.
100%.
I think it's going to be pretty overwhelming. And even like in...
Camera's gone down.
So we should have prefaced this episode.
It just gets so windy.
We'll continue recording. We should have prefaced this episode by saying that we're with a very mobile setup right now.
In two mobile phones.
So we're filming on our phones. So apologies for the YouTube watchers that a gust of wind just took you guys down. But we're back. And also one thing before we get more into the Olympic stuff that we didn't even say because we just rolled right into it is thank you so much to everyone that did buy our merch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I almost forgot to mention it. We've been getting some amazing... So we do get... A lot of people leave really nice messages for us when they buy it. And even just buying it, the support. Thank you so much for all that. We absolutely love you guys. I think we're going to extend the sale through the weekend. So when this episode airs, you'll have 3 more days to put in an order if you want. Grab it. And then there'll be... I think they'll be out to most people within like a month or so. But yeah, thank you so much to everyone who has bought one or any piece of merch so far, because we really appreciate the support. And we cannot wait for a couple months down the line to see people rocking it, repping it, especially at meets. It'll have a pretty distinctive look and all that. So yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much.
Get those orders in. But yeah, back to the Olympics. So I think the village vibe will be... I'm a bit scared. Because I like to kind of get in a bubble before a race a little bit. But also, there's not many races that... So I'm going in on, for example, I go into Paris on the 1st and I don't race till the 7th. So that's kind of too long to be in a bubble for, you know? Like normally if you're getting to a meet like literally 2 days before it, I think makes a bit more sense. But like if you think about it, if you're racing on a Saturday and it's Wednesday... and you're in Boulder, you're probably not even like thinking about the race. Like maybe you started thinking about packing, I guess. But honestly, like you would never like kind of care about like what's going on. So I guess I kind of want to bring that energy.
Keep in routine, I think, as well. Just keep your routine, stay happy with it, enjoy. And then I feel like when you get closer to race day, you can always lock in. Lock in. But yeah, there's a lot of hospitality services. I know On has one. I know Oakley has one. So that will be interesting because we'll go to those for the first time at the Olympics, where I think, like, for brands in particular, it's a big thing. But overall, like, all those hospitality stuff that you get with the Olympics, with the IOC, it's pretty fun. Like, you can get your nails done, you can get your hair done, you can...
I am thinking about getting a little
haircut.
Getting nails done. Pre-race trim. Yeah.
Your nails
get
done.
Get them black for New Zealand.
But, That'd
be kind of savage, actually.
That would be pretty sweet.
I'd get black nails.
People would love that. If you did that, people would absolutely froth over that.
Yeah, they would. They would love that shit.
Like, that'd be pretty funny,
that'd be
actually.
That first trap.
All right, we'll pencil that in. Because that is the nice thing. Like,
it's penciled in.
We are all going early enough to do our last workout in Paris, which means that we have... Yeah, maybe a couple of days to, like, soak it in, maybe go to
TikToks.
Go viral on social media, which Ollie is really excited about.
Yay, TikTok.
And, like, maybe I guess just, like, figure out how to get around without being lost. And then, like, a couple of days out, can actually get...
It's game time.
Get in race mode.
Yeah. I hope our building's next to Norway's. I'll just copy whatever Jingy's doing.
Hopefully he's...
And then their federation's... blasting their new anthem.
Their new anthem, which I'm sure all of our listeners
have. Didn't they play that if Norway wins a medal? They just play that instead of the national anthem.
I think
that should be each walkout song.
I think that's kind of the point of it, isn't it? Isn't it like their official Olympic team song?
Yeah.
I think it was like they were just singing about Norway winning a bunch of stuff.
And like, did you guys watch the music video?
Yeah.
It had like all the famous, it had all like famous Norwegian Olympic moments.
Yeah.
So.
I mean,
I think we need to make a response to that somehow, because no joke, that song, I don't know, well, you guys, everyone, music is subjective, but to me, that song was a fucking banger.
It was a banger.
They crushed it.
I just, like...
Okay, if Josh Kerr made a song, we could definitely compete with that.
If you have Josh Kerr releasing model content, you now have Ingi releasing, like, music video content. Like, our sport is just going from strength to strength.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to see all this content coming out. Who's winning the battle between modeling and producing music? It's up to you guys to decide the winning factor of those two, but
I love how much shit they both talk and how many contradictions there is in like everything they say. Like Josh Kerr, obviously, you know, he talks shit about like social media stuff, and then Jingy was the one that really came at him for do you guys remember? It must have been four months ago.
If I wanted to become an influencer, I'd have like 4 million followers.
10 million.
Or 10 million.
I don't know. He said he'd have so many.
Yeah,
and then he's coming out with like songs and stuff. Like, yeah. Man, they're just having a good time. It's,
they're just vibing it out.
It's a great time to be a part of it, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we should make a song, especially if the Olympics go well for us. We'll make some like celebration song. Maybe some diss tracks. That's kind of in the YouTube world, maybe it's a bit old now. 8 to 10 years ago, like diss tracks were a really big thing.
But we could bring it back.
I feel like a diss track could be more successful.
Yeah,
just by controversy.
That's literally like, I think people on YouTube, they figured out that even like they might not actually dislike each other, but they would purposely act really mean to each other in these diss tracks because they just knew it meant views. Like, it was just like amazing content. So have to speak to Ingi about it. I wouldn't be, maybe Grand Slam. I bet you Kyle Merber's listening to this right now, and he's like, "All right, got to speak to the marketing department of Grand Slam, and they'll have a specific music diss track section."
Yeah, that's really funny. Sam Tanner just texted me like 2 days ago, asking when we're gonna start our fake beef to get on Grand Slam.
It's gotta happen. It's gotta happen. It's the best way in.
Okay, but that's a. It'll be real once it happens.
Yeah,
100%. 100%.
Ignore that part, though.
Of course. Yeah. Speaking of music, what do we think of the opening ceremony? We didn't really do a good job at watching it.
We were watching it while getting ice cream and enjoying our time.
It was like 4 hours long. So I don't know if... Is anyone really sitting down to watch that whole thing? Like, it's a marathon.
But we were
going back and forth, like, trying to get each country. I actually didn't see Australia. Maybe because you guys were at the start.
Did I tell you what happened? They came out before the US for some reason. I don't know why. I have no idea
only
why.
The end.
Yeah, we were at... I don't know if that was a mistake.
What's Australia in French?
Australia.
Because
Australia.
Does it still start with an A?
Yeah.
Because that's what... I think they were... The countries were in alphabetical order, but in French alphabetical order.
So, what's New Zealand in French?
Nouvelle-Zélande or something. Like, N-O instead of N-E. So, we were like the last N country. Like, I thought we weren't... They like went through all the N's, and I was like, oh, there's no... New Zealand didn't come out. Because they went through N-E...
Yeah.
And they got to the end, and then we came out. And then Uganda, which starts with a U in English, came out immediately after. Because in French, it starts with an O.
Oh, really?
So it was like N-O.
You know, I...
So that was blowing my mind. That was like so hard to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it still starts with an A in French. But maybe it starts with a U then. Because if it was before the United States... But, okay, if we're going to get really specific though, the U.S. in French starts with an E.
An E, yeah.
Because Etats Unis.
So they would have been way before.
So they would have been earlier. Yeah. So nothing is making sense now. All I know is that we were just chill, like we expected that Australia had gone long before, and then they suddenly were there.
Could it honestly be, and maybe this is incorrect, could it be the size of the athletes, maybe the pool of it? Because it seems like a lot of the bigger countries were near the end. Like a lot of the capacity of like occupancy in athletes and staff were near the end.
There were some big ones early though, like GB and Italy all had like 400 athletes. And they came out early.
Maybe they just did it off boats. Maybe but it definitely was.
It definitely was alphabetical at some points.
It definitely was vaguely alphabetical.
Part. I mean, it sounds very French to me. So, yeah,
did you see the tough one of Luxembourg? When they showed Luxembourg on camera, every single person on the boat was facing the other way.
Really?
That's really funny.
I missed that.
I don't know what happened. They were facing like the other side.
Would you hear about the Italian flag bearer?
Oh yeah, Tambari. Oh,
Tambari lost his wedding ring swinging the flag way too hard. He was going crazy.
He was going crazy on
camera. Too hyped in the rain.
You gotta go look at his Instagram post. It was hilarious.
It was absolutely pouring. Yeah. Everyone looked insanely wet.
Definitely like some great memes to come out of it. My favorite was the Assassin's Creed character. I haven't looked it up yet what that actually signified, but my favorite parts were the Assassin's Creed guy and then also like the EDM music that was played. But then also I found it funny. I think I saw on Instagram a reel that was like someone paid like 1600 euros for their ticket and it like they just showed everything that they could see from it and they just couldn't see anything. Like it was just like literally nothing from the, like they paid for like a front row ticket for it and it's just like nothing was happening there, so that was pretty devastating. But I think overall it was a pretty successful opening ceremony.
I don't know how I felt about the boats instead of the walking. It felt like the flag bearers were less significant.
Yeah,
because instead of like leading your team out and like waving it and like being in front of your team, you're just also on the boat.
Yeah.
Like everyone's kind of on the boat.
They were usually near the front of the boat, but it's still everyone's like surrounding them. They're not like separated. Yeah. So except LeBron was holding it like he was about to like conquer the sand. Holding it like this. He didn't wave it. He just held it tight, and the wind just blew the U.S. flag. It was actually pretty cool, honestly.
I just like it because it's different, I guess.
It looks cool.
Think about how many times people are gonna walk into a stadium. And then if you have this beautiful historic river, which, you know, that's not going to happen every time. So I guess taking advantage of that was pretty sweet. But
if the weather was like nice too, I reckon it would look sick. I reckon the weather kind of affected it a little bit. But if it was super sunny like here it is in Zurich, it probably would have looked epic as well in a different like better way maybe.
Speaking of the river, we're just gonna bounce topics around right now. The triathlon. Like warm-up swim got cancelled this morning.
I saw that.
Because of the quality of the water? Like,
yeah, it was 1,200 and some limit, E. coli or something.
Wait, so what do they do if it's like that on race day?
Apparently they're going to test it at 4 a.m. the morning of the race to decide.
But like,
so you're going to go to sleep the night before not knowing whether or not you're swimming in the Olympics.
What's plan B?
I literally think like a duathlon.
No.
No, they might use the pool and run out maybe. They might have to use the pool.
Can they do that though? That sounds wild insane to me. How many days until the triathlon? How are they going to clean that thing out?
Two or three? I don't know. I actually don't know what day it is. I think it's on Thursday or Friday.
How do you reckon they even clean it out? Do they just like get a toothbrush, go in there, scrub it?
That will they postpone it and move it somewhere else, maybe.
I think the rain was not good because the rain like washed a bunch of shit in there. So hopefully it doesn't rain till then.
Yeah, it's been raining. Yeah, that's the other thing with Paris is so far, I think it's been like one day, but it's been raining every day so far. I don't know if it's raining today, but lots of rain. And I guess yesterday it was kind of unfortunate because, well, there's always a lot of outdoor sports, but the time trial was on yesterday and the cycling, which is definitely one of those events which is very heavily affected.
That'd be terrifying.
By the rain, because like people are going at different times. So depending on when you go, if it's raining heavier, that really does have an impact, but
yeah.
Luckily, a lot of the good people. It seemed like the medalists were still like, you know, who you would expect. So, shout out to Remco, getting it done. But yeah, that was a very rainy affair out there. I wouldn't mind some rain in the track though. I love racing in the rain, especially on that purple track. Have you guys seen the I don't know if you guys have read on it at all, that the track is apparently like optimized to be like the fastest track ever.
They're saying that. But I think the people saying that is Mondo.
The people who built it.
Yeah.
But they build every track, I guess, don't they? So do they have competition or do they have a monopoly on it? I feel like
they seem to have a bit of a monopoly.
I can't think of another rival brand.
Whoever put in Eugene's.
That's not Mondo.
They didn't use Mondo.
That was Jerry.
Jerry's tracks.
That was Jerry's tracks. Yeah.
Jerry's tracks.
Seems to be quite a few world records in that one, actually. Surprisingly.
True.
I don't know what are they saying? Like the purple? Is the purple fast? Or
purple's a fast color. That's it. It's a pretty color. I think it has something to do with the hardness of it.
Hmm.
Like the way. So some people in Discord were talking about it. Apparently, a lot of Carl Lewis's world records that he set, that track that he set them on, was illegally hard. So apparently, there is a limit to how hard a track can be. Because I think for sprinting and stuff, if you just make a track harder, I think it's faster.
That sounds like that would work.
So I think especially now, like if a track is hard, it'd be fast for sprints. And then with the new shoe technology and distance running, it's like a very good combo. A pretty hard track.
325.
We could see it. I don't know.
After two rounds.
You know.
Three maybe.
Three.
I hope someone like Jakub jogs the first day. I really do.
Don't you think that they would get DQ'd though?
For like bad sportsmanship.
I was thinking about that. Spirit of the sport, DQ.
I don't know. Then why make it so everyone goes through? I don't get it.
Because they want everyone to race twice.
Yeah.
What's crazy is that the 1500 is on Friday and they haven't announced how you can make the semifinal.
Really?
You don't know how to make the semifinal yet.
It's the numbers making it through isn't announced yet.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't even announced the fields yet.
Have they not either?
I reckon it's going to lead to more chaos and more force because no one's going to want to go to the repage, whatever it is, round. And so it'll just mean getting through the heats is more brutal than it should be to get to the semis, to get like that secured spot. It's going to make the heats more like chaotic, don't you think?
Yeah. I feel like we've talked about this again. I mean, like multiple times, but also if you're in like ninth at the bell and you're hurting, turn it down a little bit. Like, all right, shit, I'm coming back tomorrow.
But that depends on how many people make it out of the repercharge, because if it's only like...
Yeah, it could be really slim.
It could be like only the winner. Who knows?
It might. Like, that would honestly make sense. Like, it wouldn't be far-fetched for it to be a really small amount making it through.
Mario thinks it's going to be... What was he saying? He had a theory the other day.
Three heats of 15, six through, and then...
Oh, yeah, six more from the repercharge.
So it'd be three and three. And then you'd go through the semi 6 and 6 normal.
Yeah, and then it would be normal.
12.
Oh, that doesn't sound... That sounds very reasonable.
It's reasonable, but it's then you got to remember through, 45 of those 1500-meter athletes, I think like a lot of them can run 3:30.
Yeah.
So it's going to be every heat, every semi, every final can be brutal. It's going to be great TV, great watching.
It will be.
Yeah.
No, that would be interesting. See how that plays out. I can't believe it's not announced though. That seems like something that should be done.
In the next few days, it'll probably get announced.
What's the shortest event that has the loser's bracket?
200 up to 1500, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The 100 doesn't have it because they already have that.
They're like the prelim wild card round
or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Every other event.
Yeah. I forgot to mention this, but it happened quite a long time ago. Like when we talked about these rounds, and I think we were ragging on Seb Coe for it a bit, and Jonathan Goldblatter sent me a DM saying that in fact that happens occasionally as well, but specifically defending Seb Coe and saying that he doesn't want it, but I guess the IOC are the ones that forced it to happen. I'm not like
to make it more inclusive or something.
Yeah. So.
But the Olympics, I mean.
I don't mind that for the Olympics because they, but then that goes back to like, they also should just be forcing countries to send athletes then.
Yeah,
if it is gonna be like about inclusivity and like countries like sending people, then that makes me support. Like I don't mind it if countries don't send your athletes to World Champs. If that's like if World Champs is gonna be like
its own thing,
the one it's like off to the side and like, right.
Very high level.
Yeah, only the best of the best. But the Olympics. You qualify, you should go.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that the Swedish athletes that didn't make it are filing a lawsuit against the... Is it the Swedish Olympic Committee or is it Swedish Athletics? I'm not sure which one.
They're trying to get more notice on
the Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
Was it more than just the steeplechases?
I think it was a. I think it was because I think it was a group of like six or so.
Four of them were steeplechasers.
Yeah,
they had four steeplechasers qualified for the Olympics, and they picked zero.
Brutal.
That's crazy.
But I reckon it costs a lot of money to file a lawsuit against an Olympic committee.
They must. They must know that they can win something. Surely, you wouldn't just do that. Because like they'd be instructed by a lawyer or something saying, yeah, this is a good case.
I do feel really bad for them.
I mean, it sucks. Like, the Olympics is about, like, it is about participation more than anything, really.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Like, world champs is probably about the best in the world competing against each other. Olympics is about participation, sports, you know. Olympics is also about the best in the world. But it has more than that. It's more than that, yeah.
The best in the world are going to be there.
Yeah.
Regardless.
That's known.
Participation, though.
Countries. What? Countries coming together and spreading love rather than hate.
Yep.
That's pretty much what Snoop said in his interviews. Did you see that?
I didn't see his interview.
I love the Snoop. And that's the best signing NBC has ever had, I swear.
Yeah, they're geniuses. Like,
what's his official role? Just hype man.
Hype man.
He's the mascot. Yeah. He's the face of NBC Olympics.
Yeah. He was the second to last person to hold the torch before it got lit. It was like Snoop and then passed it to some French guy who lit the thing. Like, that's how high he's gotten up in the world.
He was higher. He was higher than Rafael Nadal.
Yeah, that guy's achieved some things.
I don't know what Snoop has done to reach this point.
He's just the most likable. Like, he's so likable, though, you know?
His interview afterwards was so good.
I can't think of anybody that hates Snoop.
No.
No beef, nothing.
No, he's made it through. He's made it through some tough times, and now he just gets to enjoy it all.
He's basking in glory.
Yeah.
I hope he's still making those... the highlight videos, but I think it might just be like Kevin Hart and that other comedian this year. Mm-hmm. You see that there were shorts for it.
I know Colin Jost is doing the surfing.
What do you mean doing?
He's doing the surfing.
Commentating?
He's doing the media for the surfing.
Like in a serious way or in a funny way?
Probably both.
Does he know surfing?
No. But
I like him though.
I like them getting comedians to do stuff because I think that's fun. That makes it fun.
Just try to make it more entertaining.
More entertaining, I think.
Makes sense. So yeah, the Olympics.
Good work, NBC, I guess. In that sense.
Yeah.
In that sense.
I don't want to give them too much credit.
Think about how much money they're spending on the Olympics. I saw that Tom Wang showed me that they're coming down hard on Citrus Mag. They're like not letting anyone post. Anyone who's like somewhat of like a media threat to them in any way.
We got a letter. Gus tore it up though. Gus is like, I don't play by your rules.
Well, we own NBC, so like
we're exempt.
We're above it. But
your donations, well, not your donations, but from the merch, we were able to buy NBC. Yeah. So thank you for that.
So
Gus owns NBC now.
Yeah, but they're just coming down hard on Citrus Mag. Like they're not allowed to post. I think it was maybe even videos from the opening ceremony.
Really?
They weren't allowed to post.
Is Chavez starting to turn into Duff
surprisingly?
Is Chavez turning to Darth Chavez from it?
Yeah, he's about to.
He's about from Citrus about Mag to Darth Sidious.
Just to get that extra power.
What about photos from Trek? Normally they're like the first ones to post like so-and-so made it through the round or something. I wonder if they can do that kind of thing.
Maybe they have like rights to just photographs. I don't know. We'll find out soon, I guess. But
Mitch Dyer has a credential though, so.
Mitch Dyer is going to be there. I think he's mostly working just for Australia, I believe. So that's pretty cool.
But he's got a credential, which is sick, because apparently it's super hard to get. So
I believe it.
Yeah.
It can't be easy.
Nope.
So yeah, heading to Paris soon. The boys are ready to go. We've been just down here in Zurich for a little bit. Had a couple of good... you can't see it on camera, but if we look over to our right, we can see the track. It's literally across the road that we've done our... last workout on last night, which was pretty good. But just in terms of the team vibes, I'd say everyone is doing pretty well. Dathan's pretty happy overall. Some big workouts for the mid-D boys. Was that... Oh, that was like right... You guys went and did that workout right after we recorded last week's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mid-D boys crushing a workout.
The one where Ollie thought he was going to have... That one he told the Coffee Club universe about?
Yeah, and that didn't happen.
And the 8x600 or something, remember?
Well, Dathan was telling me there'd be a workout like that, but then it was a different workout.
Oh, that's crazy.
Apparently, all you'd imagined it.
Yeah, I'd imagined
it. What was it again?
The workout I imagined or the workout that I did?
That you imagined? Because
it was like 8x600s at 124.
No, you said 121.
I remember 120, well, down to probably 121.
I remember the 600 split just being like,
it was
unreal.
Like absurd.
It was something like crazy that like I thought he was going to put us in, and then I wasn't allowed to do all the workout either.
The workout still was kind of crazy.
I didn't do the post workout because I got drug tested in London.
Oh yeah, you didn't get to do the whole workout because you were workout. Coming off London.
Yeah.
That was your kind of like, winning the Diamond League was your
pittance.
Kind of big final thing before the Olympics, which is a good big final thing. Are we allowed to say the splits from it? No, probably not. I guess it's not our workout to say the splits.
Yeah, I was going to say we got to get the rights and reserves from Ritz Running. But
the Mid-D boys ran an amazing workout. Us other boys ran a solid workout yesterday.
It was pretty cool to watch.
It was a pretty good workout.
I like that track.
Not quite. I love the track.
The track is sweet, actually.
It's just a really chill track.
Good vibes at that track.
Great vibes.
Surrounded by trees on all sides.
Feels very Zurich. It's... feels very new.
I could live here.
Yeah.
Could you live here?
Oh, definitely. Well, you have to have like I feel like you have to have some sneaky like income source.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should ask Jonas about his sneaky income source.
How he's getting it done.
Yeah.
I think to live here you would need to make above, like to live here well, you would need to make above a certain threshold of money, obviously, like, which is quite high because I know rent is extremely high here and
probably
everything.
Couple milli.
Yeah, and I think this place maybe wouldn't be as fun if you're just working all the time. But with saying that, I know that the workers' rights here are incredible.
You can take time off whenever you want.
Apparently, you get unlimited days off.
Is it paid days off or just like days off? Like you just can't get in trouble for not coming to work.
I think you get like a certain amount of work done, you're always going to get paid. So you can do it in however way you do it. I think that's like the way it's been described to me. So if you were a really good worker and you could get like a lot done, you could probably take a lot of time off.
That sounds nice. Well, who knows? Maybe if we all stay with On for long enough and then we'll continue to work on some great relationships within the brand, we could land ourselves some jobs that could result in us living in this beautiful city.
Yeah.
A bit of middle would help.
A middle would definitely help.
All right. Well, let's go take care
just
of
on
that.
The resume?
Yeah, that would look good.
Olympic medal. Tick.
Let me think.
Congratulations, George. You've got the qualifications for this job. Lead engineer on running.
I'm trying to think. I can think of one like past retired On athlete that got an Olympic medal and they have a job at On. I'm thinking of one.
Chris Thompson.
No, an On athlete who won an Olympic medal.
Nicola.
Yeah, and she has a job there. So
she's a lawyer as well, though.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
No, really?
She's got a law
but
degree.
That wasn't important. It was the middle.
Yeah, you should not have brought that up.
It wasn't
sorry,
the law degree.
Sorry.
We're screwed. We'll get the middle, then we'll go to law school. How about that? Best of... Just tick all the boxes.
Yeah.
But you need to get to the lake, though.
I need to get to the lake. Well, we were going... This is so funny, because we were thinking about going this evening, but the weather was meant to be shite. But now the weather's like perfect lake weather.
It really is.
But I think tomorrow... We also have the evening off.
You have time tomorrow.
I think tomorrow's the day.
Yeah, so you have time tomorrow.
Post long run. We have like it's not a long run, it's more of a medium long run. Do you not have it, George?
Medium run.
That sounds like I have to work out on my own in 2 days then. Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing it together.
Apologies.
God damn it.
Didn't want to break that.
That really, just breaking that news to me right now.
Yeah. Well, I got a chill evening tomorrow, so I think we'll try to go to the lake, hop in there, do it. Swiss people do just have a good time.
Good vibes.
There's quite a lot of, not quite a lot. There's some nudity down there, so you'd love it.
Allowed as well, or just
anybody allowed, man.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go for it. That's my happy place right there.
Don't know what the exact rules are, but it seems to
the
be.
Exact
it's
rules
encouraged.
Yeah.
It's encouraged.
It's encouraged.
Let your body out. Let yourself be free. But yeah, I think, is there anything else for us to talk about? I think you can tell that just with us, the vibes are good. We're all very excited to head into the village. In terms of next week's episode, we are going to have Tom Wang on the ground in Paris. He might have to pick up the slack for us next week because we'll be hopefully taking care of some business. So yeah, it'll be kind of a crazy couple of weeks, or a week at least, and we'll be pretty dialed in. So we're not sure exactly what will come, but we'll try... keep the episodes coming. But yeah, I think just all you guys at home, just know that we're heading into Paris with some good vibes and we're all very excited. Go and try take advantage of the opportunity of a lifetime.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll be back. yeah. after the Olympics, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the nice messages everyone sends.
Yeah, we appreciate the support. We feel very supported. Very much. So thank you all. We'll go out there and we'll do you all proud.
Ripping Coffee Club on the Purple Track.
On the Purple Track.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, so this is something that Tom had an idea for, which it doesn't exist yet, but I'm just wondering, there's probably no way we'd be allowed to do it. But he had the idea of creating Coffee Club temporary tattoos. Do you think if we had done that, we would be allowed to wear them at the Olympics? Probably not.
Absolutely not.
Okay, yeah.
Because we're a company.
How do they stop you?
We'd get fined probably, or our federations or whatever would get fined.
Is that what Nick Simmons did?
Yeah. Oh, remember he had to put tape over his.
Yeah.
He made the point of like having the tattoo and then putting tape on top of it. I think at the big meets. I think some of the smaller meets would let him rock it, but I'm pretty sure if he was racing at the US.
Was that run gum? Was he doing run gum? Yeah.
He was doing run gum. Maybe initially he did. Someone actually sponsored him before that. I can't remember. Because I know he was trying to sell his body. I just remember that.
But sounds like Nick Simmons.
That's a topic for another day, I guess. Which we'll address that in the future. But yeah.
Next Olympics, maybe.
Yeah, next Olympics. LA.
That's it. But yeah, that's it for us. I think that's episode 148. Time to go to the Olympics. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and for all the support. We love you all so very much. We'll see you on the other side.
Thank you.